And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD entitled The Stealth Bomber. The Stealth Bomber. Wait, where'd it go? I don't know. It's stealth. Also, we're going to look at the mind field. Not the mind field. The mind field. Very different than the other one. Have you ever been dragged away? We have to examine that, and then we'll close it out with the strategy.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. It's good to prevail. It's good to live. Sometimes it's good to survive, depending on what's going on. We're going to examine politics. There, we did it. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Ask Salem Media Group. They will affirm that. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is declaring opioids a public health emergency.
The president says the opioid crisis is ripping apart the nation while killing dozens each day.
As Americans, we cannot allow this to continue.
He says he wants more funding for opioid alternatives and massive advertising to stop kids from taking drugs in the first place. A modern-day Just Say No campaign.
That's going to end up being our most important thing.
Officials here say the emergency declaration will let them use existing money to better fight the crisis, but stressed it does not include new funding, something critics like top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi say isn't good enough.
The president's statement or words without the money.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 71 points, the NASDAQ dropped 7, the S&P up by 3. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
KPRZ wants to share the air with your nonprofit organization. If you have an event that is no more than 3 weeks away, we want to let your KPRZ family know about it. If your nonprofit is doing something to help the community of San Diego, we want to get the word out. Please email the event information for your 501c3 nonprofit organization to noah@kprz.com. That's noah@kprz.com. Or call 858-535-1210, 858-535-1210. Let KPRZ share the air with you.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Second half of the seventh show as we do our countdown to one. It'll be done a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have Russell Shubin on. On Monday we are had Dr. Jeffress. On Tuesday we're going to have our very good friend Marty. Wednesday and Thursday we're going to have Alan Hamill from Alive Solar and Steve Wheeler. Oh, that's two. Thursday, I think we're just going to do straight out teaching, like a double, like 2 4-pointers, like in a row. And then Friday, there'll be a half of a teaching. Robo producer will be producing. And then the other half will be kind of a montage review of some of our more favorite moments on the show. We feel that'll be a lot of fun. If it doesn't work out that way, okay. Well, this is the plan that we tried to set up. Good thing to remember when you are telling God how it's going to go, and then you put all the ducks in a row to make sure that God follows your plan. Good thing to remember is that indirectly from heaven, God has this amazing shotgun that blows the ducks up and moves them all over the place. So, you know, for those that think you're going to go here for a year and buy and sell and do this and do that, what is your life? It is but a vapor. We have a little mist machine in our room. It goes up, the mist goes out, it disappears. It's like God's like that's what you guys are like. Okay. Encouragement for you to get the KPRZ app. It's absolutely free. You can get it on the Android system or on the iPhone. Doesn't cost any money. Also, we encourage you to go to kprz.com, the website, see what's going on. They've got some cool things in the works. I will tell you right now that what they're going to do in my stead is a great thing, and I'm almost honored by it, so I'm just going to leave it there, let the surprise kind of percolate a little. I'll talk about it more next week, and we'll get to that realm there. I do want to thank everybody for all the gracious letters, emails, personal drops, personal messages, all the things that people have given me. You guys have done just, for me, it's just been an excellent experience. It's just that time for me to go to that next stage. So I'm excited, and I got to see my little grandson today. My son called me up. I didn't realize that my son was handsome. Well, I don't know that he's handsome. He looks a little bit like me, so he's a little bit handsome. And then my grandson, though, wow, that kid is like, he's just the delight. And I'll tell you one thing, that this should be something that you keep in mind. You know, you go through this process, and look, moving is a drag. And moving across town is really a drag. Moving across the country is a little bit more of a drag. Okay, this is not, that doesn't go down, it goes up. But it was kind of cool because he called me with this duo program, and I was able to see my grandson and my son in this picture, just like a kind of a Skype-y kind of thing. And it just reminded me of what the mission and the vision is. And then it dawned on me that by seeing my grandson and my son, that motivated me in my determination. And you just got to think that's true for Christians, that when we can see, you know, that being in heaven, when we can see that connection where there's no more pain and there's no more tears and there's no more grief, and that that's a part of our goal, and that we should be processing that and using that. I've long maintained and still maintain the church does a terrible job in promoting our own hope. And it's just like, we have such a fantastic hope. We have such a great future and such a great eternity. And maybe we should look at that every once in a while to give us strength and to give us determination. Just my call on that. Who knows? All right. Let's look at the stealth bomber. Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times, and half a time out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had brought forth. Then the dragon, watch, was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring. I just want you to make sure you heard that. Just stop whatever else, except for driving. Keep driving. The dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast to their testimony about Jesus. You are in a war. No, you're not just in a circumstantial war where the circumstances are in a warfare context. You're in a war. You're in a spiritual warfare, a cosmic warfare that you can't see plainly, but that nonetheless exists. Because a person doesn't know it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. A person doesn't know the love of God when they have a tummy ache, but that does not cease the love of God. And even though you cannot see and even sometimes feel this cosmic war, there is a massive war going on. And if by the grace of God, at any point ever in our history, if God pulled our eyes open so we could see all the angels and all the demons all around us at one time, we'd all die of a heart attack. Because there would be so many more than we would think, we wouldn't even know how to respond to that. Well, the enemy called Satan, the dragon, he doesn't like you. He is enraged at Jesus Christ and at the church and at the process of him losing his authority. And he's upset and he's going to take it out on somebody. Guess who he's taking it out on? You. Have you ever been the brunt of somebody's displeasure? Well, if you haven't, I can tell you and assure you, absolutely, you really are. You are hated with a passion. It is not equal to the passion that you are loved with, but it is higher than anything you have ever known. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." What is it that he's trying to steal? Well, he's trying to steal our joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so every time you're really up, 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 that's when somebody cuts you off on the freeway and you get all discombobulated, or you walk out of church and you found out that a stone or a pebble hit your windshield, or you do anything and then the enemy throws something in your direction just to distract you. He tries to steal our joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. He tries to kill our hope. We were talking about this just a second ago. Hope is a powerful tool. In the midst of darkness, in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of frustrations, hope is what gives you the ability to step up. And he wants to kill that hope. You know that anchor to your soul? That devil wants to cut the chain to the anchor. So you'll just walk, or you'll just be in the boat wandering on the waters aimlessly with no security whatsoever. He wants to steal your joy, he wants to kill your hope, and he wants to destroy your faith. Nothing would please Satan more than to take your faith, which could be at a 5, 6, or a 7, and make it down to a 1, 2, or 3. Because it's faith that pleases God. And then if you don't have faith, you're not operating in that same process of pleasing God. And if you're not believing God, then you're operating more in doubt. And if you're operating more in doubt, you're giving way to fear. And if you're operating more in fear, and they work together, by the way. Fear and doubt are not like these separated concepts. So I want you to get that this is what the enemy is doing. He's making war with you, with me. Do you find it bizarre that you'll have a series of events that take place, not one or two that are just irritating, but 5, 6, 8, 10. And you almost go, what is going on here? It's like the universe is against me. Close, very close. The cosmic dark side of the universe under Satan's rule is against you. Why does God ever allow it? Well, you know, you do trust him that he knows what he's doing, and he has his wisdom is above ours, and he can help us understand the level of our faith. And just think of it this way. God could have gotten rid of Satan instantly, but he didn't, because God doesn't throw stuff out. That's why I know he's more Jewish. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you're in a war, and you have to wake up, because if you don't think you're in a war, you're a captive in a cell. That's how bad that is. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved KPRZ fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved KPRZ fan club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved KPRZ fan club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved KPRZ fan club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church.
led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch LifePoint Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of LifePoint Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new LifePoint Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not .com, lifepoint.city.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. Just call 888-631-TRADE. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Call 888-631-TRADE. They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Call 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-8723.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Ooh. Boy, you're going to miss... My brother's music's not going to be on anymore. Wow, he's going to be upset about that. Oh, well. You know, one of the great things about taking the next step is believing that you're taking the next step and not knowing all the things that the step's going to bring. There's an excitement. There's a nervousness, I think. But it's kind of like tempered by an anticipation that whatever God does, whatever he's done in my life over these 40 years, it's always not just worked out for good, it's almost worked out for fantastic. And I think that that's going to happen, and I don't think it's just going to happen for me. I think it's going to happen for KPRZ. I think it's going to happen for the radio audience. I think it's out for everybody. But I do think people need to have a better expectation because there's a lot of, oh, woe's me. Okay? A little less of that wouldn't be bad. All right, and even in the midst of us talking about warfare, when you hear the message about spiritual warfare, that shouldn't depress you. Have you read the end of the book? You win. I mean, God wins, and you're on God's team. You win. You win. Winner. Winner. Okay? So even though there's warfare, how's it going to end? You're going to be on the winning team. Why? Because you're on God's side. I know Satanists think that that's not going to be that way. They're wrong. They've always been wrong. I mean, if Satan's going to do all this great rebellious stuff, how come he's still doing the will of God to today? Only functioning, only operating by permission. Let me touch Job. Okay. Let me touch Peter. Okay. Asking permission. Unfortunately, God keeps saying yes, but I mean, that's the part I don't understand. All right, here we go. So I want to talk about a little bit more about this stealth bomber because I want to talk about the most important, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, and I can't express it enough, the most important territory in your life. And you could argue that it's basically two different points, although Scripture really does usually combine the two, and that is that the mind field, and I didn't say minefield, but the mind field between your left and right ear, between the tip of your left ear and the tip of your right ear, there's some territory there that the enemy loves to use against us. And I just want you to know that it's okay if you think, why would I think that crazy thought? That's not even who I am. That's okay that thought came in. It's just understanding that that thought does not necessitate you need to respond to it. After all, how is it that the devil tempts you except through your eyes, your nose, your ears, your mouth, your heart? there's a temptation. It's all processing through that part that registers first through the mind as it goes through. It goes through your eyes into your mind and your heart. So what I'm saying is that territory in your brain, that's a big thing. Remember we talked about God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, Saz friend, safe thinking. Well, don't you think the devil knows that? Of course he knows that. He can't do what God does. He's not omniscient. Too many people give the devil too much credit. But he does know how to manipulate mankind. He's been doing that since we've been around. And we get that additionally confirmed in Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Hold on. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. What do you think that Scripture's talking about when it says we demolish strongholds? You think this is like Lord of the Rings, and then you go out into a field and there's a big castle and you take a big hammer and you start smashing well, that might be true, but it's in your mind that it takes place. Because what the enemy does is he drops a lie. Remember, he's the father of lies. He drops a lie into your mind and plants it there. God doesn't love you. If that is not eradicated, what happens to that lie? It stays and it grows. And if you don't eradicate it after a certain amount of time, it continues to grow. Remember, Satan is a trespasser, but a trespasser is still on the land until you kick him off. And then that continues to grow in your brain and can grow in your brain. And then you start seeing little events in your life going, well, how can God love me if that happened? And then it gets reinforced and reinforced. And pretty soon in your own brain, it becomes a stronghold. It's a stronghold in your own thinking that the enemy tries to use against you to distract you and take you away from God. And the Scripture says we have power to demolish arguments. Well, what kind of arguments? They're arguments that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. It's the arguments that are contrary to Jesus Christ. So when Jesus says, I am with you always, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and you have a fortress in your brain saying, I don't know where God is, that's where the warfare is. And that little tower in your brain that says, oh, God's not with me, that's fighting against you, that's got to be demolished, because that's an argument against the true knowledge of God. It's an argument against Jesus Christ, and you got to break that down. You understand? That's really important. You think, well, it's all in the mind. What do you think's going on? You waiting for Satan to show up in your car and go, hi, it's time for me to tempt you. I'm glad you let me in your car. Let's take the freeway over here. I got some things I want to show you over here. You think he's coming around and announcing it? A little neon sign behind him? Here I am to tempt the day. I mean, come on. Remember, he's stealth? Remember that part? Stealth? The thief operates in stealth? Got it. 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Look at the concern that Paul's expressing here. I'm worried that Satan is going to trick your brain like he did to Eve, catch her up, and you're going to get stuck. And you're going to be removed from the sincere and pure devotion to Jesus Christ, getting caught up in arguments and strongholds and lies, and that's going to hurt you. Like, wow. The enemy can do that? Well, if he can't do it, Paul sure wasted a lot of space in 2 Corinthians. Thanks a lot, Paul. Oh, I see. I guess that's applicable. You know, it's amazing what's applicable for us and what's not. Well, he wrote this before this major event took place. You can't be that dumb. It's not possible. That's what we say about people that think MSNBC is news. You don't want to go there. The enemy tries to lead our minds astray from the sincere and pure devotion to Jesus Christ. In fact, the enemy, it's really funny because another word for sincere is simple. And what does the enemy do? Gets in there and tries to complicate everything. It's so complex. It's deep theology. Nobody can get it. Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. I'm not sure why that's art. You see what he just so hard? No, it's not. God loves me. Satan hates me. Got it. God always wins. I'm on God's side. Winner. I'm done. All right. Now, I do want to talk about this. This is a fascinating process because when we get back, I want to talk about that temptation process that we were talking about just a couple seconds ago. Let's just be honest. There's no reason to try and couch this. Let's look at it straight on and see what Scripture says. Because the devil tries to drag us away and God tries to keep us stable. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values and low mortgage rates, we're doing refinances with no closing costs that let you pull out tens of thousands in cash. Use that cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save, with great fixed rates with absolutely no closing costs. None. Your house is your bank. So make the cash call now at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-292-7796. That's 800-292-7796. 800-292-7796.
At Kohl's, it's time to stack the savings. Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Sunday. Take 50% off hundreds of select items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Thursday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 26th through 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store kohls.com for details.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. San Diego, fantastic city, by the way. If you live here, you are blessed. You could live in Cleveland. Ah, that'd be terrible. I'm just saying. Although where we're going to be living in Texas is going to be very, very cool. Not as nice as San Diego, I'm just going to say, but nicer than Cleveland. That's not hard to do. Here we go. As we get to the next section, we've been talking about the enemy and that you're in warfare. And just because you're in warfare doesn't mean you have to go around and go, man, I'm in warfare. Okay. Everybody's in warfare in some capacity. And so we're in warfare, only we have decided to team up with, if God is for us, who can be against us? And oh, by the way, who cares? Right? I mean, the Lord in one is a majority. We mentioned that before. So what we understand is the enemy's against us. He's a thief. He operates in stealth. Stealth means undercover. He doesn't announce himself when he's attacking us. That would be ridiculous. And then we get the strategy from Paul, especially in 2 Corinthians 10 and 11, two chapters of this, where he's like going, look, you know, what's going on is he's dropping stuff in, you know, in your mind, and you're like, you're not clearing it out. Which is why Philippians says, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is pure, those are the things that we should be thinking about. Like, okay, well, that makes sense. So the question that always bugged me is, how does this happen? Like, what is this process? I read a book by C.S. Lovett in 1979 called Dealing with the Devil. And it was a small little book, and it was really all geared on temptation. Thought it was kind of a fascinating book. If you can ever get your hands on it, it's not the best theological, it's certainly not the best written book, but it had little cartoon pictures, and I like stuff like that. So it's all about the James 1 text, and I want to talk about that, because the enemy, who's trying to do all these things to us, he has a few titles. Have you noticed that Satan has a few different titles? Dragon is one of them. Accuser of the brethren. That's another title that he has, right? Here's another title that we don't maybe discuss in the same way. He also is called the tempter. That's a title for Satan. He's a tempter. James chapter 1, verse 13 through 15. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, now listen, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. The only true appropriate place for abortion is in the conception between temptation and action in your life. That thought process has to be aborted. Look at what happens. It's a process. One, you should recognize God doesn't tempt people. God does test people. He proves to you what your faith is, but he doesn't test you, put you in the situation to help you fall. That's not his goal. And it's within ourselves, the sinful nature, that the evil desires get pulled on. The scripture says each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire. Somewhere in your sinful nature, maybe you're a person that has struggles with sex, maybe you have struggles with drugs, maybe you have struggles with money, maybe you have struggles with authority. I can go on, and maybe you have struggles, maybe you're like me where it's pride, well, and then all the other things that go along with that. It's like, whatever is in you that is connected to the old nature, that evil desire, that's what Satan pulls on. He entices that part of you. Judicially, it's been crucified, but practically, you still fight it, and you know it. If you died judicially, you'd be justified. But right now, you're being sanctified so you can operate in the power of the Spirit and overcome sin at every turn. But that evil desire in you is what Satan pulls at. He entices it. And after he entices it and throws it at you, it becomes your responsibility on what you do with it. So let's use a couple of illustrations. Yes, I'm going to use an Oral Roberts, Jerry Falwell illustration. Could you get more opposite in regards to leaders? Probably not, but both have said the same thing. That temptation is much like the birds, and yes, they were not the original people, that's much like the birds that fly above your head. You can't stop the birds from flying above your head, can you? But you can stop them from building a nest on your head. So they can fly above your head all you want, or all they want, but that doesn't mean that you've sinned, because temptation, ladies and gentlemen, is not sin. If you are tempted, you did not sin. It's what you do with the temptation. That's everything. So, illustration. I'm a guy. I'll use a guy illustration. Ladies, I think you can understand where I'm going with this. You're walking down the street. A beautiful looking woman comes along. Your brain sees a beautiful looking woman and you go, oh, beautiful looking woman. And the temptation comes in when the devil steps in and goes, I see that he looked at that woman. Hey, wouldn't you like to be with her? That's the temptation. Now, the rest of it is on us. Because if we go, maybe we just conceived sin. The conception has taken place. And if we go beyond that conception process, to the point where we're sitting there thinking, yeah, I like that idea. Now we're sustaining the conception into a viable womb experience for 9 months, quote unquote, only for us it's probably 9 seconds. And now we've moved from conception to carrying the sin in the womb. And then if we act upon it fully, or we engage with it in some other direction, we're giving it life, and it gives birth to death in us because it's sin. In other words, sin is conceived. And if you don't abort it when it's conceived, it's going to give birth to sin. It's going to grow in the womb and get bigger. And then when it's full grown, it's going to destroy you. You think, wait. No, you don't. You got to get this. That first thought was not the sin. It's what you do with it. The penalty of sin is death. And for the Christian, sin is a sabotaging of our walk. But the temptation is not in the suggestion, or the temptation's in the suggestion, but that's not the sin. The sin is if you keep it. And then it becomes lust. What doesn't have to be lust? You can go, no, I don't want to be with her. I have a wife. I love her. No, that's a married woman. I don't believe in thinking thoughts like that. No. You think, well, that's not Satan. That's just me being bad. What do you think Satan uses to tempt people? Their flesh. Their evil desires. He entices them. That is Satan. And you have the ability to go, no. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. You can surrender to God. When the enemy puts that process in you, you can shut that down. No, not going that way. No, I can't believe that person said to me, I'm going to go yell at that person because they're a jerk. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You just conceived it. You just stepped over. Say, no, that's not what Jesus would do. Jesus would be merciful and forgive. That's what I'm going to do. Ah, you got it. You aborted it before it ever had a chance to do anything. Yeah. You see the difference? Temptation is not the sin. It's what you do with it that's the sin. The sin is not in the first thought. The sin is what you do with the first thought. If you keep it, it becomes sin, and you're responsible. So don't keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another sky.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
You've heard about Ecola's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we can count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
This is an important message for anyone with Medicare. You may be eligible for an all-in-one Medicare plan with extra benefits that may include dental, vision, hearing aids, and more. For one affordable monthly plan premium, some with a $0 monthly premium, you may be able to get coverage for your hospital visits, doctor appointments, prescription drugs, routine dental care, eyeglasses and contact lenses, hearing aids, and possibly more. Today may be the first time you've heard about this type of Medicare plan. The advisors at the eHealth.com helpline are licensed insurance agents and are standing by to tell you more. Call 1-800-279-3366 or visit eHealth.com to see if you qualify for these benefits. Call 1-800-279-3366 or visit eHealth.com now. Call 1-800-279-3366. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. The availability of a $0 premium Medicare Advantage plan in your area is not guaranteed. Benefits, including premium, will vary based on the plan options for which you qualify.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this your presence that I feel? Is this you? Is this you?
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where after this hour, some people are like going, good, he's leaving. We've been talking about spiritual warfare, and we started the whole thing talking about the reality that there is spiritual warfare. By the way, if you take the word evil and put it in the Gospels, and you take the word love and you put it in the Gospels, 51 times in the King James the word love is used, 47 times the word evil is used. Now, if you take the word compassion and mercy, but then also add Satan, demons, and everything else, the evil words that are in the gospel, the words about evil, far outweigh love and giving combined. But just so you can know. And taking care of the poor. Just so you know. It's just, can't change it. Doesn't change. Numbers are numbers. You can't change the numbers. So you need to recognize that this is war. We're in a spiritual war. You might not see it. You might feel it. Sometimes you do see it and sometimes you do feel it. But you are in a genuine war. And a big place of that battlefield takes place in your own mind. We talked about not letting the enemy build fortresses in our mind or let him lead us astray from the simplicity of our devotions in connection to the Lord, which is something he does. And then we last segment talked about temptation and that process and understanding that the temptation itself is not sin, but what you and I do with that temptation, that's what determines when it's sin. That's why the scripture is absolutely clear. After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. You don't want that desire conceiving. You want to shut that down. Sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death, which is a sabotage in our walk when we're having active sin. That's pretty standard right there. But there is a key, there is a strategy, and we thank God for his strategies because without those, we really would have a problem. And that same key comes out of the passage that's earlier in Revelation. We talked about Revelation 13 and 17 showing where the war was. But before that, you get the understanding of how to fight that war. It's Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 through 11. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." Here are three strategies laid out by God for you and I to use to stand against the enemy. One of them, you just have to receive. The other one, you just have to say. The first tool or weapon in the strategy, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb. Already shed for you. It's not one drop that Jesus shed, by the way. It's his whole life. When the Bible says that Jesus shed his blood, it's not that one partial little drop of Jesus's blood cleanses a whole planet. It's the fact that he shed his blood as a full sacrifice. He gave up his life. And that sacrifice, that blood, that shedding, that surrendering of his life is your first tool. Guess what? You don't have anything to do with that. You just have to receive that. You don't do anything about the shed blood of Jesus Christ except go okie dokie. That's not a tough process. The second one, it says this. The first part is they overcame, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony about sharing God's work in our lives. I'm amazed. It's like, well, you got to speak well. God answered my prayer. God help me. How'd you get through all that, Dave? God. That's it. You're thinking, I have to be able to speak eloquently and give the full picture of the... How'd you get through that, buddy? God. Jesus help me. The Lord save me. These are not long, complex phrases. Don't tell me you got to be an orator to be able to share that. That's not true. What's the answer for you? Jesus. There it is. You just did it. Congratulations. Five letters. Now, if you want to share more, you can. If you can, you should. But it's by the blood of the Lamb and then just by acknowledging the word of our testimony of what God has done. Those are two things that are just nothing to it. The third one's a little more challenging, so I'll definitely leave it in this in your hands. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. That is all about the dying to yourself. You want to beat Satan? You're not going to beat Satan on your own. You want to defeat him in spiritual warfare? You want to walk victoriously and on top? You want to defeat the enemy when he comes against you? Fantastic. You'll never do that as you. But you can do that surrendered to God. But you got to die to yourself. I mean, that's not an easy thing. You think that, oh, God, he doesn't really like crucifixion. You might not be correct there, because you have to crucify as well so he can breathe through you new life. The idea here is that your life can't be so precious to you in the way that you look at it so as to come into agreement with Satan. Because when you sin, you've just come into an agreement with Satan. How'd that work out for Adam and Eve? And what was the result of that for you and me? Not so great. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and by dying to ourselves. And then the power of God works through us, and nothing can stand in our way. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.